How physical is Northwestern? And I ask that because you think, oh, it's a spread team, and they, you know, a little seven-yard out routes and things like that. But are they a fairly physical team? They seem to, at least seem to be physical against you guys.
I think they are a physical team. I think that they're a much better team than a lot of people give them credit for, especially in that regard. You know, most people kind of look at the way that they run their offense and think that, you know, it's all just kind of speed and trickery and, you know, get the ball out before, you know, anyone can get to the quarterback. But you especially look at the way that they play defense, and they do play a very physical style of defense, very fast defense. You know, they're a team that I think a lot of people don't really give the credit they deserve.
How's their run defense look? Because pass defense, statistically, they're maybe not as high, but they seem to be stopping people on the ground. Is that what you've seen in the tape?
We've seen that. I think that's, you know, it's primarily due to their defensive line. They have a very good defensive line and experience. Their guys inside are big guys. They're run stoppers. They come off the ball hard. You know, they're a group that that when they really want to, they can put it together really well and you know, stop some people that you wouldn't think they'd be able to stop.
What makes this such a since you've been here, this has been such a funky series. I mean, they've won four or five. But Sean goes out in a way. Ricky went down last year. But what do you think the dynamic of the series is that makes it such a funky one?
No, I think it's just two teams that play very different styles. You know, obviously, you know, they're a smart team. They're a team that doesn't make many mistakes. And so when you go up against them, you really have to play your best football. And we just really haven't done that in the past years.
Did you guys pencil this game at all? Because of what happened last year, how they kind of, quote-unquote, ruined the dream season. Have you penciled this one on the calendar?
You know, we haven't really put any more emphasis on it than we would any other game. But, you know, now that this week's around, obviously we're going to hear all the rhetoric about last year and four of the last five and all that. What we have to realize is that this year is this year's team. It's not last year's team. It's not the team or the year before that. You know, it's our turn.
You remember the play and everything? When Rick got injured, did you see it happen? Do you remember it?
I think I more heard it than saw. You know, you hear the crowd kind of collectively gasp. It was a rollout, so I was going the other way. And then, you know, you turn around, you see your quarterback on the ground. That's always a moment of dread for an offensive lineman.
What about Sean Green the year before? I mean, they're going back to the physicality part. They're just a team that you don't think of knocking out two best players through straight years. But what do you remember about that game, like, grinded out kind of thing?
Not much, really. You know, that game kind of, that whole, you know, most of that season is kind of, you know, a wash in my mind, basically, at this point. You know, in the program like ours, once something's over, it's pretty much over.
So that's also what said personally, if the opposition got a sack, is that a common mindset?
I think it is, especially for our offensive line. You know, we do make an emphasis every week trying to achieve that no sack margin, and whether it's, you know, whether it comes against you or it comes against somebody else, you know, as a unit, we think that collectively, you know, it's our goal every game to not give up a single sack. So you do take it a little personally.
Did you get lucky to have won last week, and does that kind of motivate you a little more going into this week on the road?
I don't think lucky is the word. I guess, you know, we feel like we certainly could have done more to make it a little bit less stressful on our fans. But, you know, the point is we did enough to win that week. And this week, we're well aware that that level of play probably wouldn't get it done. So we are going to have to step up our game.
Do you remember much at all and anything about the game that you did win against them the last time you went there?
Yeah, we went down there. I remember, I think Jake was quarterback back then. Wasn't he? He was still quarterback. That might have been, that was my first year, so I don't really remember much about it. I just remember there weren't many people in the stands. That's probably horrible to say now that I've said that. I'm sure that they'll fill the stadium, but, you know.
Well, they were saying it's going to be a sellout.
Yeah, it'll probably be a sellout. That's fine, you know, whatever. But, you know. Yeah, I don't know. They didn't get, their football program didn't get a lot of hype back then.
No, I bring it up because one thing I remember, Damian Sims, I believe it was, said after that game, that at halftime, I guess, Coach Ferentz gave you some sort of speech that maybe inspired you guys.
It might have been one of those speeches. I don't remember. It might have been. I mean, he's given some inspirational speeches, you know, for a guy who says he's not a motivator, and if you can't motivate yourself, then nobody can. You know, he's surprisingly motivational at times.
think maybe a team like Northwestern that seems to come in here and give you troubles, is it maybe a positive, maybe going on the road and kind of getting away from here? And I don't know. Could that be spent as a positive maybe?
It could, but, I mean, that's not something that we'll certainly give any thought to. You know, whether it's here or there, or if we're playing in, you know, Texas or D.C., wherever we're playing at, you know, we like to think that we can get the same sort of effort and get the same sort of results.
Is there extra motivation against these guys? I mean, they have had your number a little bit here in the last 5 years.
They have, and you know, that's a great credit to them and the style that they built their program around. But for us, you know, it's just all the motivation that we need is you know, looking at ourselves and the way that we've played in the past. You know, we got glimpses of what we could be in the Michigan State game, and then we kind of, you know, fell off of that when we went down to Indiana. So the goal for us, really, the only motivation that we need is to get back to that level of play that we had against Michigan State.